I call on Fa'anana Efeso Collins to make his maiden statement to the House.
As a son of Samoan immigrants who made the mighty Ōtara 274 Southside Hard their home.
Mr. Speaker, today we say goodbye to an extraordinary man, a man of service who believed that his life's work was to deliver a better life for those who followed. A proud son of the Pacific, a community leader, a father, a husband, a brother.
I am well aware of the giants whose shoulders I stand on and the masters whose feet I learnt at.
The two of us caught up just a couple of weeks ago and we were talking about balancing family and work life in this place and his hopes for starting out here. In all my interactions with him, Efeso was always so friendly, gracious, generous, kind, positive and collaborative with a lovely sense of humour. He certainly lived by the words he uttered in his maiden speech, which was to lead with a spirit of peace and love and service. He was what I would call a true servant leader. I also acknowledge the loss his community will be feeling today too. He was so deeply committed to public service and a true champion and advocate for his Samoan and South Auckland communities in the various leadership roles that he held over the decades. He was just getting started in this place in Parliament, and I think he had a promising political career. And Efeso came to this place with the same grace and humility and mana he brought to all of his work as an advocate for those that he represented. I have no doubt that he would have been very successful and very good for this Parliament and this place.
My parents arrived in New Zealand in the early 1960s. Told that this was the land of milk and honey, Dad started off as a taxi driver with South Auckland Taxis and Mum on the factory floor at New Zealand Forest Products in Penrose.
Efeso Collins, a New Zealand-born Samoan, was raised in Ōtara, South Auckland. He spent three terms on the Auckland Council, serving as chair of the Ōtara Papatoetoe Local Board and councillor for the Manukau Ward. He represented and was a passionate advocate for some of our most disadvantaged communities. He lived and breathed public service.
He worked for change not by forcing his ideas on others, but by listening and seeking out ideas from others. He was a man full of empathy, a man who knew that the first step towards change is an open heart. Man who embodied the idea that our work here is to serve the communities that we represent, to be their voice for change. Mr. Speaker, Efeso Collins was a good man.
It was during the time in the late 80s where families from poorer areas were being discouraged from going to local schools because they weren't considered up to scratch. I'm glad we changed course and decided to high school it in Ōtara, where the motto of our school was Waiho I te toka tu moana, steadfast like a rock in the sea. Later at university, I went on to write my master's dissertation on brown flight, critiquing the PICO reforms that have wreaked havoc on our public schooling system.
E te rangatira e te mokopuna o te moana. Hoki atura ki o mātua tupuna. Moi mai rā e te moingāroa. Haere, haere, haere atura. Te Pāti Māori, share in our condolences for the devastating loss of our tūngāne. Our heart goes out to his wife, his children, his parents and his communities.
He was called to come to Parliament because of what he could see of the worsening poverty, the inadequate incomes, the profound inequities that affect and shape the Pacific communities that he came from. Aotearoa needed him. We needed him. Every day that Efeso came to work, I know that he carried the expectation of his South Auckland community. It was a responsibility that he wore solemnly, but he also made it look easy.
There's a saying in Samoan, e le tūwha a maungas e tangata. No one stands alone, no one succeeds alone, and for me, no one suffers alone. As I speak this evening, I'm mindful of the many young people who are navigating these at times treacherous and unsettled waters in life, filled with so much potential, energy and hope, yet too often misunderstood. Te Pāti Kākariki, my friends, my colleagues, who opened the door to me and warmly welcomed me into your whānau. Thank you. To the most amazing woman in my life, with whom I'd like to wish a belated happy Valentine. To my beautiful wife, Fia, Gabriela and Asalemo, I love you. Gabriela and Asalemo, a quick reminder that I will be your Valentines forever because in true Samoan fashion, you can't get married till you're 50.
And 6 days ago, standing right here in this house, Efeso Collins delivered his maiden speech. It must also now serve as his valedictory.
Mr. Speaker, my favourite part of the Mass on Sunday is when our parish priest will rise and say, "The Mass has ended." And he will close with this charge to the congregation, "Go now in peace to love and serve the Lord." Mr. Speaker, it is with that spirit, the spirit of peace and love and service, with which my extended family who are here today come to this house.
Amanuia Lomalanga, farewell on your journey, my friend.